markets to gain further ground. Mumbai, November 6, UITV/IANS-markets were in a positive mood and gained during the week. They were up the first 2 days, lost on the next 2 days and ended the week on a positive note, giving hope and expectations of a positive start next week. Interest rates were raised by the Fed on expected lines, but the resilience shown by Indian markets was commendable. To add to the comfort was the fact that FPIs were buyers on all the 5 trading days. Sensex gained 990.51 points or 1.65% to close at 60,950.36 points, while Nifty gained 331.35 points or 1.86% to close at 18,117.15 points. The broader indices saw BSE 100, BSE 200 and BSE 500 gained 1.91%, 1.97% and 1.93% respectively. BSE Midcap gained 2.39% while BSE Small Cap gained 1.46% respectively. The Indian rupee gained 3 paisa or 0.04% to close at 82 rupees and 44 paise to the US dollar. The US Fed at its meeting on Wednesday raised interest rates by 75 paisa on expected line. This was the fourth consecutive 75 basis points hike. Interest rate band in the US is now 3.75% minus 4%. Dow Jones had a very volatile Wednesday, the day the hike was announced. Markets post the hike rallied sharply and gained close to 500 points and after the gain, settled lower by 505 points. Effectively, a loss of almost 1,000 points from the high to the close. Dow lost on the first 4 days of the week and gained smartly on the final day of the week. Dow was down 458.58 points or 1.40% at 32,403.22 points for the week. The primary market continues to see a lot of action from companies who have taken advantage of the 135 days norm and tapped the markets with results for the June quarter. We have seen two companies closing their issues in the week gone by. Two more have seen their issues open during the week gone by and would close in the coming week. Yet another two would launch their issues in the current week and have held their roadshows to announce the same. Two more would be launching their roadshows on Monday, taking the total to 8 issues. We will restrict to the first 6. DCX Systems Limited had launched its fresh issue for 500 crore in a price band of ₹197.207. The issue was open between Monday the 31st of October and Wednesday the 2nd of November. The issue was subscribed 76.23 times. KIB portion was subscribed 95.02 times. HNI portion 46.20 times and retail portion 64.87 times. The second issue was from Fusion Microfinance Limited, which had tapped the markets with its fresh issue of 600 crore and an offer for sale of 136.95 lakh shares in a price band of ₹353.68. The issue was open between Wednesday the 2nd of November and Friday the 4th of November. Unlike DCX, the issue received a tepid response from the non-institutional portion. The issue was overall subscribed 3 times with the KIB portion subscribed 8.53 times, HNI 1.41 and retail 0.53 times. It appears the microfinance sector is not seeing traction currently in the markets. The issue from Bikaji Foods International Limited is currently on. The offer for sale of 293.74 lakh shares in a price band of ₹285,300 had opened on Thursday the 3rd of November and would close on Monday the 7th of November. At the end of the second day, the issue was subscribed 1.48 times with KIB portion subscribed 0.03 times. HNI portion subscribed 1.42 times and retail portion subscribed 2.33 times. The issue from Global Healthcare Limited, which had tapped the markets with its fresh issue of 600 crore and an offer for sale of 507.61 lakh shares in a price band of ₹319,336, is currently on. The issue had opened on Thursday the 3rd of November and would close on Monday the 7th of November. At the end of day 2, the issue was overall subscribed 0.50 times with KIB portion subscribed 0.58 times, HNI portion 0.97 times and retail portion 0.25 times. The first of the two issues to tap the market in the week ahead is from Five Star Business Finance Limited, which is tapping the markets with its offer for sale to raise 1,960 crore at the top end of the band. The issue opens on Wednesday the 9th of November and closes on Friday the 11th of November. The price band is ₹454.74. The company is a NBFC lending to micro-entrepreneurs. It began its operations in Tamil Nadu and derives a dominant share of business from the four southern states of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, and Telangana. It charges an average interest rate of 24% and does secured lending against collateral of land and property. Its ticket size is between 2 to 5 lakh and the average ticket size currently is 2.57 lakh rupees. Its revenues for FY22 were 1,253 crore while profit after tax was 453.54 crore. Its basic EPS was 16 rupees and 9 paise while fully diluted EPS was 15 rupees and 92 paise. The PE band of the stock is 28.26 to 29.77 which compares very favorably with the companies the company has compared itself with. They are AU Bank, Avas Finance, and Aptus Housing. The company is into a niche segment and offers appreciation in the medium to long term. The last issue is from Archean Chemical Industries Limited, which is tapping the markets with its fresh issue for 805 crore and an offer for sale of 161.50 lakh shares in a price band of ₹386.407. The issue opens on Wednesday the 9th of November and closes on Friday the 11th of November. The company is a leading specialty marine chemical manufacturer, producing and exporting bromine, industrial salts and sulfate of potash. The company is located over a massive 60,000 acres of land in the run of Kutch where it has its brine fields. Its raw material is seawater. The company reported revenues of 1,142 crore for FY22 and a profit after tax of 188.5 crore. The EPS was 18 rupees and 26 paise. The company enjoys very high margins because of its stature as a leading global player of size and quality products. The PE band is 21.13 to 22.29 times. This is a company which will give decent returns to serious players with a long-term holding period. Coming to the markets in the week ahead, one should expect the markets to build on the gains of the last week. Key resistances have been crossed with ease and they are well poised to rise higher. The key levels to watch are the supports at 17,850 to 17,900 and 60,200 to 60,300. On the upside, the markets are all set to gain another 250 to 300 points on Nifty and 750 to 900 points on Sensex in the short term. Tuesday is a trading holiday and that could cause a break in the current momentum. Once these targets are crossed and sustained, there would be a serious attempt to challenge the all-time highs, whether it is successful or a failure yet to be decided. Trade with the positive mindset and use dips or corrections to add to your positions. Expect markets to rally further.